Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. And it is time for our Pick 6 at 6.
The six biggest Commander storylines.
It is caught!
Delivered at 6 o'clock sharp. It's the Pick 6 at 6.
We set out to find a leader, someone who could take this franchise to the next level, and build an elite team that consistently competes for championships.
All right, Dan Quinn, Joe Witt Jr. speaking today, and we start off with, again, what is kind of, I guess, the biggest story. It's just there's only so much you can take out of practice, and then it's like, oh, these very important players are not there, so that winds up kind of being an important deal. And so with that,
number one
is that, again, Marshawn Lattimore, along with Laremy Tunsil and Terry McLaurin, not there. On the Lattimore front, Joe Witt Jr. asked about it before practice today.
Hasn't been here. We've been in communication with him. So when he gets here, we'll see exactly where he is from a conditioning standpoint, from a mental standpoint. You know, the coaches have been meeting with him, talking with him. And so he's a smart young man, but we'll see exactly where he is when he gets here.
That is about as neutral as you can get from Joe Witt Jr. Not like, yeah, I love that he's not here. He's out there doing whatever he wants. Go, Marshawn. And not like, I cannot believe this son of a gun's not here. You're not doing either. Just like, hey, he's not here. We'll see where he is when he gets here. He's in communication. It's not like he's AWOL. And so it is what it is. Like, Marshawn Lattimore's a veteran. He's played a lot of NFL football. And I think he will be fine. That said, there is something to, and I thought Keim was great on this with us in the last segment, there is something to what is lost to other players by these guys not being there as veterans with know-how. That's part of what you're kind of paying them for. So what is the importance at the OTA portion of the calendar for vets and rookies to be able to be together?
I think it's really important. I think you know, from a number of different aspects, okay? You have the opportunity to the brotherhood, the building. When we went on that 3-game losing streak, it wasn't anything other than the brotherhood that kept them together. And you start building that now with how we work and how DQ and AP runs this program. And then secondly, the rookies are allowed to meet a little bit extra. So, you know, they'll be with the vets in the morning, and in the evening they have rookie meetings, which I'm changing to developmental type meetings, so that they get extra and they are. And Trey Amos, you know, he's a guy that's ahead of the curve right now and doing really, really well.
Doing really, really well. Obviously, the end of that quote there. Yeah, it'd be great if the vets were there. Like, it's just better. It's also not catastrophic that they're not. And I know that's a hard needle to thread. It's suboptimal, but that is life. And it's not something that's going to prevent you from winning on a major level in the NFL.
Number two.
If your D-line stinks, that will prevent you from winning on a major level in the NFL. And for Joe Witt, he's got to replace quite a bit of sack production. There's been a lot of talk about DNs, but, you know, John Allen was a guy that would get interior pressure, and obviously he only played so many games last year. But with Dante Fowler gone, how do you replace the sack production, Joe Witt Jr., today on that?
I don't think going into the year anybody thought Dante was going to have 10 and a half sacks last year. I don't think anybody in here would have said that. And so we'll have somebody that to produce a higher sack total than what's thought to be. Okay. And so who that person is, I don't know. Will it be a collective of guys? I don't know. But I do feel that our pass rush will be better. I do feel definitely that our run defense will be better. Where will it come from? Which individual? It's too early to say, but it will come.
Confidence, but also humility. I don't know. I like coaches that say, I don't know this time of year, because how could you possibly know? That said, I do think that it's going to have to come from a collective. It's going to have to come from strength in numbers, which is how Dan Quinn had it when he was very successful, obviously, in Seattle. Here's Quinn on what he likes about the D-line this year.
I love the versatility of the different, you know, guys and how we're going to feature them this year in terms of sizes and strength and how we'll use some of the big guys and how we'll play them. And so, you know, that's to me is, you know, the part that I'm looking forward to, putting those guys into those spots that they can really do their thing. And we're going to work really hard.
One of the biggest pieces of that, of course, is going to be Daron Payne, who we heard quite a bit about today.
Number three.
How much growth can Payne make? It's year eight. Like, he is who he is as a player. Or is he, Dan Quinn?
You know, it's funny that you brought him up, but I walked past him today. I said, man, you've had a remarkable offseason. And I felt that way through the drill work, through the skill. Everyone, you just see something that jumps out differently, that's onto a new space. And I felt that from him coming into this offseason. And I've certainly been impressed by what I've seen so far. In fact, like literally today that I said, man, I've really been impressed by the work that you put in this offseason. And I see it, you know, happening out on the field
and obviously in the meeting rooms as well. And Joe Witt Jr. equally impressed by Daron Payne so far this spring.
The guy that to me, he just looks really good. He looks intentful. Daron Payne, man, like every day this dude is, I'm having to tell him, hey man, Let's calm down. Like, I got in trouble with the head coach yesterday because I challenged the D-line and he went after it. And I said, Q, that was my fault. I told him to do it. He did exactly what I told him to do. And so I've been really pleased. The walkthroughs, everything that we've asked him to do. And he's a leader. He doesn't talk much at all. All right. But he is leading by example. And this year, you can really see him taking that leadership role and taking it to the next step. So I would say he's been the guy that's just really stood out to me the most from that standpoint.
I've always kind of liked Daron Payne's demeanor. Like, I he's come across to me in a very different way than what John Allen was. I know those two guys got grouped together because they were together at Alabama and all that kind of stuff. And John takes up more space, takes up more air in the room. Like, John's a guy that will get vocal. John's a guy that is out front. Daron's not necessarily like that, but Daron's about his business. And I think that takes a different shape when you don't have a Chase Young in the room, when you don't have a John Allen in a room. And so you get a room full of guys like Dietrich Wise, and Daron Payne gets to gravitate towards that. And I think that's how you're going to get the best version of Daron Payne. Not to mention, if you get guys like Wise as a player who just do their job. Like, his best year, his best football, Daron Payne's, came when Montez Sweat and he had a great chemistry. And Sweat was willing to do some dirty work for Daron, and Daron occasionally would do some dirty work for Montez. That was different than what was happening on the other side, where John Allen and Chase Young were trying to be the star all the time in that terrible 2023, just horrid season, Rivera's last one here, where it ultimately ended with Sweat and Young being traded in the middle of it. So at the end of the day, like, it's got to happen in the fall, but you'll love to see that better things are happening in the spring, and hopefully that can pay off, possibly in a literal sense, for Daron Payne, who has a very easily movable on from contract and will be looking for an extension at the end of the season. More from Quinn and Witt next in our pick six, but first, the latest from the world of women's sports presented to you by Wawa. Chicken how you wanna at Wawa, with customizable roasted or crispy chicken sandwiches.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Continuing with our pick six, it's six. It's the Hoffman Show here on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. News today is where we go next in our pick six at six.
Number four
in our pick six at six is an announcement that was, I guess, made official by Dan Quinn today. There hasn't been like a press release, but is as official as you get. The head coach said, yes, that is correct. Joint practices come in against a couple of teams this fall that they will then, of course, play preseason games against in the Ravens and the Patriots. Here's Dan Quinn.
Sean, is that, but yeah, we're going to practice with New England with a game up there, and we're going to practice with Baltimore with a game here.
There you go. I love how he had to check with Sean DeBarbieri, the head of communications for the Commanders. And by the way, extra bonus in the pick six here. Congratulations to the Commanders PR staff. They won the, I believe it's called the Rozelle Award, as the best PR staff in the league. They've been great for us. They have a lot of stuff that they have to manage, and we don't always get exactly what we want, but I think we get a fair treatment, and they are always very communicative, which is really all you ask for. I would much rather, not this is outside the pick six, but I would give this 10 seconds or less. I would always rather be told no than be told nothing at all. And they are good to say, hey, no, we can't do that. And that allows us to move on with our lives, or to be like, yes, we'll make it happen. And so congrats to Sean and Charlie and Sam and JC and everyone else on that crew who deserves that award and recognition. And now you've got extra recognition on the radio. You're welcome. And Dan Quinn, check with Sean. And we can tell you joint practices are in. I am excited to see specifically the joint practice against the Ravens. I mean, there's two great teams to practice against, a Vrabel team in New England. And then, obviously, we saw a couple years ago the intensity difference. And I thought the Commanders held their own in those practices. But in hindsight, you could see why Baltimore's Baltimore and why those Ron Rivera Commanders teams were the Ron Rivera Commanders teams. And some of the practice habits, the toughness, whatever. I hope that there's less fights. I hope there's less skirmishes. I hope it's more professional. Baltimore likes to stretch the rules, even in practices against themselves, in terms of physicality and things in the fall, in the spring. And it's just different. And it builds a different, it's not the only way to do it, but certainly there's some old schoolness to the way John Harbaugh runs things. And so as long as it's eyes wide open going into that practice, I'm curious to see how the Commanders compete. And I think also it's probably smart to do just one day of joint practices, because typically on day two is where you get a million fights. And so hopefully they'll just do the one day, and then they can get the rest out in the game.
Number five
in our pick six at six. One of the things that you may have seen if you've been scrolling social media today is Mike Sainer still and Debo Samuel working together post-practice. And it's the kind of thing that you love about this type or this time of year. And you get new guys or new teammates that get to exchange notes get a little bit of extra work in. And that's what DQ saw today with Mikey and Debo working out. Was asked about it afterwards.
I think it probably speaks to like the, you know, the environment that the players have created together. We all know, like, to be at our best, it's going to take all of us improving. And if that's Mikey asking Debo a certain technique or vice versa, that's really where it takes place. And so we take these times on the field seriously because it's not just the scheme. It's the individual skill work. If I can help isolate a specific route or a specific release or, you know, Mike in that instance of playing a certain coverage technique, it's one thing to know it on paper or another thing to be in the classroom if we were all here together watching it on video. Like, we'd have an understanding of what a press technique, what a press corner is. But until you do it, and what can I do? Where's my hands? How do I have to be placed exactly and be very specific? I think that's where the gold is. And that's why I think, like, the teaching this time of year is, like, has to shine on the coaches. And we've got some excellent ones because they'll get very specific on the certain techniques. Let's try that one again. Let's put the hand into this space. You're not in a rush to get to the next play or, you know, you see you guys are all here in season. There's jersey numbers on people and, okay, you know, what are we going to do with this person here? There's none of that now, and it's just on the skill.
It's also why this time of year is so important and why, well, again, it's not the world's biggest deal. I really wish guys like Terry and Marshawn and Laramie Tunsil were there if I am DQ. Because imagine if also in that conversation with Debo and Mikey is Terry McLaurin. And, all right, hey, Debo does it this way. I do it this way. Mikey, are you prepared for that? Because some receivers that we face are going to do it Debo's way. Some are going to do it my way. Or if, you know, hey, Mikey, you guard it this way. Oh, well, I would do this. Debo says, well, I would do this. And they can have a discussion. And maybe Debo learned something from Terry. And so these conversations can still happen, right? There's guys that get in extra work in August during training camp and during practices during the regular season. It's just a really relaxed, pressure-free time to do it. And you're way more comfortable doing it if you have the bonds built. And the bonds get built this time of year, which is a big part of what Dan Quinn just talked about. And look, I covered teams where like offensive guys and defensive guys don't really talk to each other. It's not that they disliked each other. It's just there was no relationship. And so for guys like Mikey and Debo to just be already be boys and, hey, let's work together after practice. And Debo's like, heck yeah. Or Mikey's like, heck yeah. Whoever initiated that conversation, the other person reciprocating, like that's a sign of a good, healthy team that can learn from each other and become better and get the most out of its talent.
Number six.
Last but not least here in our pick six at six, that kind of culture, that kind of atmosphere is exactly why guys wanted to come here. We talked about it with Jonathan Jones after practice one-on-one interview that you can hear in the end of hour one of today's show if you want to check out the podcast or rewind on the Odyssey app. But it's why they've been able to get free agents that are like, yeah, get me here. I want to be in Washington. Quinn talking about that after practice today as well.
I think first that's, you give credit to Adam and his staff. You know, they have such a unique understanding of what the team needs too. And we had said way back, hey, this isn't for everybody, but for the people that are so much about one another and getting better and doing those things, like those are important things to us. Like one of the main things for the players starting off to be here, like, can you be an awesome teammate? Like top of the pile. Then it gets into like, your role, what that can mean, how good can you get at these specific things, and then, you know, we go from there. And but it has to be, man, like being a great teammate first. And so like, yeah, no Dan, like that's important for everybody, but how do you live that and how do you demonstrate that and how do you show that to one another? Because not everybody's outspoken or, you know, like not like giving each other greeting cards every day, but there's spaces that you fill in that you're helping one another, you know, see how good you can get. And that to me is all part of it. I never wanted to be like having a good time and working your ass off to be in opposition of one another. Like I wanted those two things to happen simultaneously, like having a great time and we are like absolutely emptying it out to go work hard. And so when I see practices like yesterday, like today you probably didn't see as much of the speed. We had so much more in the red zone, but like yesterday, it was speed, man. It was the Ashburn relays. We wanted to see how fast we could go without the contact, without that, but how fast we could go. And you push each other to do that. You know, if you were running the route and I'm keeping up, like, we are pushing each other, not in a combative way, but definitely in a competitive way. And I do think the players here have created that. Like, man, they do enjoy it. There's a good vibe that we have, but, like, we also put it in. And if you don't, you'll get exposed pretty quickly because the tempo of which we want to practice at is high. So, like, if you don't put in the work, it'll look rough for you.
I'm now mad at Dan Quinn. I'm genuinely annoyed at Dan Quinn. It's fake annoyed, but genuinely annoyed at Dan Quinn. Anthony, today's practice was, for our purposes, kind of boring, right? Red zone, don't get a move the ball drill, aka everything is static. Like, they run a play, the ball goes back to the same spot, they run another play. You don't get to kind of see playmaking happen as much in the open field. There's some 7-on-7, there's some 11-on-11, but it's not progressive in the way that, like, that's a fun practice to watch. Yesterday they had the Ashburn relays. Why couldn't we get that practice, Dan? What? Dang. I'd like to get that award-winning PR department back on the phone. I want to lodge a formal complaint. I want fun practices that are open to the media because it's about us. That was a fake complaint. If you want real complaints about silly things, listen to the Chris Russell Show between 1 and 4. Don't shake your head at me.
Why did Chris Russell have to catch a straight? I think he was due one today, though. I'm not going to lie. Due one.
Should we talk about Chris Russell's night at Nats Park next? We might talk about Chris Russell's night at Nats Park next. That's our pick six. It's six. I honestly don't know what we're doing next. It might be that. We're going to have a good time. We'll see if Chris Russell is listening, because if so, then our phone is about to ring here on The Hoffman Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.